what we run after the score the whole game, and that we put a lot of intensity in this game. So I cannot fault our commitment, our spirit, our desire. And unfortunately, I think we conceded two easy goals. And from then on, of course, it was a hell of a task. They were intense as well, well organized. They defended, made many fouls to stop our game. And from then on, it was always risky. And what is important, not to concede the third goal. What happened after that? It was a very tight game.
After what happened against Barcelona, to concede two so quickly in the first half today, is there a worrying naivety at key moments?
Well, you know, I think after the game now we have to be positive and prepare for the next one. And we have another game on Wednesday night. They come very quick, thick and fast. And what you want is to keep good mentality and good togetherness and prepare for the next one.
The result, though, is obviously a huge blow. How can you stay positive out of that? What were the positives today?
Well, that we did fight until the end, that we had a lot of the ball, that I think we can avoid the goals as well with a bit a better concentration, and overall that the team wants to do it, and that's a good basis.
Are you needing a little bit more from all over the field at the moment? I'm thinking, can Theo Walcott contribute a bit more? Can other players contribute a bit more than they are doing?
Look, I do not want to go into any individual analysis. You see the games like I do, and you come to your own conclusions.
How much of a blow is this, though, to the title, to everything else that's going on?
It's disappointed because we lost the game, but we want to focus on the next one. This is a fight where you keep going when the disappointment is there. There is one tonight, but let's show that we are ready for the fight, and that means prepare for the next one and come back even stronger.